The Westpac Rescue Helicopter and their base-to-base challenge is on, and I've got to tell you, there's some serious representation from the Upper Hunter Scone Grammar School, currently in third place with their fundraising, and joining us from the school is Deanna Hollis. Deanna, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Did I catch you in the middle of running thousands of kilometres?
Oh no, but I have been walking lots of steps around the school, and I've been getting my extra steps up dancing at the front gate with the kids this week.
Are the kids part of the challenge?
There are some students that are part of the challenge, but all of our students are going to be part of the challenge. This might be news to them. I haven't quite leaked that out to the school community yet, but we will do a relay fundraiser walk with every student from preschool through to year 11.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how many kilometres are you aiming to rack up in total?
Well, as a team, we're going to do the complete base-to-base. So
1,386 kilometres.
Yep, and apparently today we've walked as far as Tamworth.
See, that's not too bad. I mean, when you think about it, it's a rather daunting distance, but when the team gets together and everybody does their little bit, it's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not too bad. I'm aiming at 90 kilometres for myself.
That's very nice. And as far as the fundraising is concerned, as I mentioned at the top, you guys so far have raised, I think it's about $5,000. Are you hoping to get a little bit more than that?
Well, $5,000 was our original target, but we are definitely hoping to go well over that. Again, the students will be part of a fundraising at the end of October to help with that.
So we should see some sort of a special marching class or something like that with the kids at school to be able to, you know, increase those numbers a little bit.
A relay walk around Bill Rose Oval is what we're aiming at. In bright red and yellow to support the helicopter.
In Bill Rose is a very big complex, or is it just one of the grounds there that you're going to do?
No, we're doing the whole complex.
That's a long walk. Goodness gracious me. I hope the weather's going to be good for you too, because it's starting to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
So it is a fantastic fundraiser. The Westpac Rescue Helicopter, you guys know as well as everybody else around here, what a wonderful contribution they mean to our community. Lives are saved on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in the last 5 days, we've had a member of our close community need the helicopter over the long weekend. Personally, I had a friend's daughter picked up by the helicopter from Morpeth in the middle of last week, so we all know how much it means to us. We often do fundraisers for the helicopter. We've always supported the golf day in Musselbrook. So when I've been fundraising for that, I'll stand on assembly and say to our kids, who knows what the helicopter is, who's been in the helicopter, who knows someone that's been in the helicopter. And by the time you get to who knows someone that's been in the helicopter, every student has their hand up.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, look, you know, you don't wish tragedy on anybody, but given the circumstances, you want to be able to rely on a wonderful service like that. And as I mentioned, yeah, all those kids know that somebody has been involved in it. They could easily need their services sometime in the future too, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And our students are very realistic in the fact that we all travel on country roads. It's quite common that someone will need their services at some point in the future.
Well, well done. Deanna Hollis from the Scone Grammar School. Congratulations to yourself and your staff and your kids, and well done on your efforts so far raising money for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. I'll let you get back to your running, your walking, and your just general jumping up and down with the kids.
Thanks very much. It's a great cause, and we're glad to be part of it.